Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. My name is Stacy, and we have a couple of credit card charges on our card, and we're trying to find out if they were fraudulent or if something was actually purchased. So, do we have a way of looking up, I don't know, maybe by my husband's information or our shipping address, or
I
how do
can
you
pull it
propose we
up.
go about finding this out?
What's the zip code first?
76692.
And you said it's in your husband's name.
It is.
What's his name?
Lancaster is the last name. Lancaster. First name Frank.
Okay, and can you confirm the mailing address?
301 North Neches Street or PO Box 486, Whitney,
It's the
Texas,
first one.
76692.
Not to cut you off, I'm sorry. It's the first one, the 301.
Yeah, 301 North Neches.
Okay. And you said you had a
That's our
few
street address.
charges.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple of charges, one for $7.95 and one for $56.95
Did he order
at the end
a
of January.
smartwatch?
Oh, smartwatch?
That was the shipping and handling on
Yep,
their
that
watch
one.
for $7.95.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It did
Okay, so
enroll
there
him
was
also
one
into
for $7.90.
a membership for an online store. They charge a membership fee. They give a gift card of $125 that you can use each month that you're enrolled. But that's what the second charge was for.
For $56.95?
That is correct.
And what's that a membership for? I'm sorry.
It's an online store. They have different products that you can receive, electronics mostly, facial creams,
Yeah.
portable blenders, and things like that.
Oh, how do we cancel that? I think that was an error. If he signed up for that, that was accidental because he didn't even remember doing the watch piece. And he certainly doesn't need a membership for, is that a monthly charge?
It is. I can give you the
Oh, God,
cancellation
no.
number.
Yeah, cancel that bad boy. What's that number, please?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258-878-852.
So that's an at, so what does that number do for me? That's because did you just cancel it now when I
I
just asked you
did.
to or no?
I did.
Yay. Okay. So
So
since
that
he just
cancellation
did that
is just
on.
your proof that you called in to cancel. So I tell people if you can just write it down or keep it in your phone so you can have that number if you have any questions. Or if, let's just say, if you see something suspicious maybe next month and you want to make sure it's not this, you can say, hey, I called in last month. This is my cancellation number. Just wanted to verify you guys didn't recharge me.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
So then what about since we canceled it? I mean, this charge was just done on, for that membership was just done on the 2nd of February. So is there going to be any refund for canceling it at this point?
No, we can do it like when it's the same day of the purchase. But when it's like the first or like, this amount of days is going by, we can do like a 35% refund on it.
Okay, so you'll do a partial refund or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you know the amount of that partial refund?
1993.
1993. Yeah, I think that he signed up for this when he ordered that watch. He knew he was paying shipping and handling, but not for signing up for this site. So I just think it'll be good to have it canceled and,
Yes, ma'am.
I'll keep this in, so that if I happen to see another charge come through on his card next month, then I will call back.
Yes, ma'am. Even if it's not our company, if you just want to make sure, or if it looks like the same amount or something like that, just give us a call back if you want to inquire about it so we can assist you.
Awesome. I so appreciate that.
No
Well,
problem,
you have
ma'am.
been most helpful. And please tell me your first name again, if you would.
Caitlin.
Caitlin. All right, Caitlin, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, ma'am, and you too. Thank you for calling customer service and have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.